Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazeena astafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening, Alhamdulillah, we have been covering a very important chapter of the Quran, Surah Yasin. And inshallah, at least 10 ayats have been covered with translation and also the tafsir. We are also hoping that those who have not memorized Surah Yasin, then at least it's an opportunity that every day a few ayats that can be memorized, alhamdulillah, with the translation and also the commentary, the tafsir of Surah Yasin. So inshallah, in our session tonight, we continue with verse number 11. Verse number 11. In this ayat-e-kareema, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about a group of people who will benefit from the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the beginning, we have seen that the mushrikeen of Makkah, instead of accepting Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they turned away, they rejected him. They did not believe in him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the people who are going to be successful in this dunya, they also have certain qualities. And for a person to become the beneficiary of hidayat, of divine guidance, then there are certain actions that he is required to take in this dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, إِنَّمَا تُنذِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرَ, that, O my Nabi, the people who are going to be of great benefit from you, number one, are those who will accept and those who will follow the dhikr. So the first step towards hidayat, for a person to have guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that your wiring has to be done properly. If your main switch box is not connected, then even if you can have beautiful lights, chandeliers, switches everywhere, every time you try to switch on something, it's not going to work. Because the wiring is not connected to the main box. Asal cheez hai, wahan se electricity aati hai, wahan se connect hona chahiye. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that if you want guidance, if people want guidance, then the first thing, the first connection for a human being is to be connected to the dhikr. And the dhikr is the reminder. Innama tunziru manittaba'a dhikra. The one who is doing ittiba, who will follow the dhikr. So here, dhikr is in reference to the Kalam of Allah, Quran Kareem. One of the names of the Quran is also Zikr. Because Zikr means a reminder. And the Quran is also the reminder. So until a person does not accept the Quran, Hidayat cannot be given to them. They will never benefit from the teachings of the Nabi. That is why when we talk about the Quran, it is very, very important for us to understand Quran is not just Quran. Quran is the entire package, which means all the ahadith, fiqh, and the entire deen in its entirety, the entire seerah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It doesn't mean just the Quran literally and not the hadith, no. Because there is this connection between the kalam of Allah revealed upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the commentary. He is the one who has explained the entire Quran in the form of ahadith. So what he has said is hadith. So until and only until when a person will surrender to the Quran and take Quran, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a book, the book of laws, subhanallah, the book of guidance for a person to understand how he should live in this dunya, until then he is not going to be given hidayat. That is why you will find so many people that might say, oh, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a lovely man. Islam is a lovely religion. Islam is lovely. Then why don't you become a Muslim? Become a Muslim. Mahatma Gandhi was inspired by Quran. They say this, Wallahu alam, Allah knows best. That he would also read the Quran. There are so many people who study the Quran. But studying the Quran, reading the Quran is not enough. Until you follow the Quran, innama tunziru, O my Nabi, your advice and your teachings will only be of benefit to those who follow the Quran. Innama tunziru man ittaba'a dhikr. That is why in Surah Al-Fatiha, when we are asking for hidayat from Allah, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ, O Allah, give us hidayat to the straight path. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you want hidayat, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابَ. This book is the book of hidayat. This book is the book of guidance. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his hadith, subhanallah, all of these, the fuqaha that have come, these are all of the tools that are there and that are connected to the Quran are all part of the Quran. Are all considered to be sha'irullah. Subhanallah. That is why it is very, very important for us to understand. You can't have iman that is so weak that something that you desire but it is against the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you will say, no, but the meaning is this, the meaning is this, the meaning is this, hopefully changing it to your desire. Ab interest sood to haram hai. Kya? Interest sood is haram. But you want to play gymnastics with words. No, this Mauli Sahab said this, that Mauli Sahab said this. There are certain sins that people are addicted to, and just to mitigate and make themselves feel good, they might say, no, it's okay, this. That is not iman. Iman is you are waqaf, you stand upon what Allah and His Rasul is saying. By this is my weakness, I am a sinful person, what I am doing is wrong. But my Allah and His Rasul, what they are saying is right. I am wrong. This is the meaning of following the teachings and this is the meaning of following Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'in. These were people who would drink a lot of alcohol. So much alcohol. In fact, alcohol became haram gradually, slowly. Why? Because it was a form of addiction for them. But the level of iman was such that when the ayat came that this is rijs, this is napak and this is impure and stay away from it, fajtanibu, you will not find anyone thereafter touching alcohol. In fact, they even broke their, glasses in which they would drink alcohol. Even that, subhanallah, a stream of alcohol was flowing and nobody looked at it. This was how much iman they had, sahaba-i kiram ajma'in. So of course, as human beings, we are weak. Sometimes there are certain things that is part of our weakness, but we should never compromise when it comes to following Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hamesha rakhna chahiye. Baaz log kehte hain, Mauli sahab, dari kya hai dari? Why you have to keep a beard? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from the beard? By tomorrow you will say, what does Allah want from, slaughtering animals for qurbani? What does Allah get from slaughtering? Then you will start saying all sorts of things. Then you will start to say, then why is it that we have to kiss the black stone? Why do we face the Qibla? Why do we do this? Why do we do this? This is all from shaitan. All from shaitan. Iman should be such that what my Allah tells me, what my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam tells me, the whole world can be on one side, but Allah and His Rasul has said, Sami'na wa ata'na. We obey and we listen. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the second quality of the people of Iman, وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The people who are really given hidayat, number one, who will follow the Quran, the Hadith, the teachings of Rasulullah. And number two, they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His love. Out of His love. That is the meaning here. وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانِ. They fear Rahman. Allah has used His name Rahman. And what does Rahman mean? The one who is the most merciful, the most compassionate. That Allah has given me so much in this dunya, His blessings, His bounties. Allah has given me so much ni'mat, that how is it possible for me to disobey Him? So that khashiya means that realization. He has that realization that I cannot go against my Nabi, I cannot go against my Bari Ta'ala. And the key word here in this ayat-e-kareema is bil-ghayb. Yani Allah ne insan ki jo kamzori hai, us par jo hai, ungli rakhi hai. Insan ki jo ungli, jahan dard hota hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the real believer is that person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He is alone. In front of people, everyone acts pious. Everybody is pious. In the masjid, everybody will think, yeah, everybody is pious. Everybody acts pious. But who is pious? Who is an actor? That only who knows? Allah knows. With the people you are very good. With the people who you are supposed to be good, you are not good. So Allah is saying, bil ghaibi, when nobody is watching you, when you are alone, when you are alone, at that time, do you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You are a young man and you sleep alone in your bedroom. And you have your mobile phone, the Wi-Fi is on, you have all the connections. You have dunya in front of you. What do you watch? This is what Surah Yasin is telling us. وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ. You are not required to have your elders, your parents, your teachers, you know, all these people around you. The name of Allah, the realization of Allah should be so strong inside you that it should be controlling you and your desires. That what are you watching on your mobile phone when you are alone? What are you doing? Who are you talking to? What do you do when nobody is watching you? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the real people who are people of taqwa, wa khashiya ar-Rahman bil ghayb, publicly they are one, privately they are also the same. Aaj jo hai na kisi ko mobile phone do, aap mere mobile phone ko check karo. So he starts to shiver. He doesn't want to give his mobile to be scanned and checked. Why? Chori pakra jayegi. Kya hai? Chori pakra jayegi. You know, I get cases where the wife bans the husband from looking into her phone. And the husband bans the wife. You dare touch my phone. Then the wife says, you dare touch my phone. Oh, mashallah, fir Instagram mein gair mahram people are talking to your wife. Snapchat, people who are gair mahram to you are talking to your wife. And then the husband also the same. Gair mahram women, he is talking with the people that he works. And then when they get caught, they say, compromise with Quran. It's okay. You see, this is it. This is what Surah Yasin is telling us. Problems start when you are not sincere. This is the problem. We live in a day of fitna and day and age fitna. Kitne aise log hai jinke ghar toot gaye, kisi ne text message kiya, us par ghar toot gaye. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And this is a reminder, that is why Allah is saying follow the dhikr, the one that is going to remind you. Who else is going to remind you? Who else is going to tell you what is right and what is wrong? Ye to Allah ka ehsaan hai ki tumhare paas ulama hai, jo amr bil ma'roof nahi anil munkar, they are constantly reminding you that this is what we have to do, this is what we have to do. And this is the control, we have to do this. Otherwise we would have lost ourselves long time ago, my respected brothers and elders. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ, that even when you are alone, you are fearful of Allah. It should not be a woman that she talks to gair mahram, and then in front of the husband she pretends to be pious and she doesn't talk to gair mahram. But when the husband is not there, then she is talking to gair mahram. Why? Why are you talking to gair mahram? Same thing for the men. The men folks. Both. Sharia, the rules are for both people, right? For the men and women. So in your privacy, who you are, that is the real mizan on the day of Qiyamah, not in front of public. Not in front of public. In public, everybody wants to make sure that we are looking all good. But Allah is saying, your real value and worth I know. And this will only come, وَخَشِيَ الرَّحْمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ. And when you are alone in your room, when you are in the bathroom, when you are in your hotel, when you are traveling, when there is no one that recognizes you, how much dua do you do? Do you read your namaz? Do you read your salah? Do you read your Quran? Are you, you know, adopting the levels of taqwa? And if you are, then we should take our pagri out for you. Inshallah. Malaika will respect you. The rahmat of Allah will cover you from every direction. And this is what Allah means. This is what the Quran says. When someone become minds, Allah's Nabi has mentioned Hadith Qudsi, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will become his ears, I will become his face, I will become his hands. But what does it mean? Allah does not turn into anything, Aliyazu Billah. what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, that extreme care and protection of that person will be given to him. Allah will take care of his every action, because he is taking care of deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reciprocate, and Allah says, I am going to look after everything what you do. Your wrong, I will make it right. And then Allah says in Surah Yasin, these two qualities, the one who starts to follow the Quran and the one who adopts this level of taqwa, that when he is alone, the same level of khashiyat, fear, out of love for Allah is inside him. Not just in front of people, but inside, private life. Then Allah says, these two qualities, two rewards. فَبَشِّرْهُ, give him the khushkhabri and glad tidings. Number one, bimaghfira, that Allah has done his maghfirat. Allah has forgiven him. On the day of Qiyamah, it will just be that routine formality for him just to go through certain procedures, passing through the mizan, going straight into Jannah. بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ, and a very noble reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, for him the noble reward is only Jannah. For him the noble reward is only Jannah. That is why alhamdulillah, you and I, even after so many years, after 1400 years, imagine the love we have for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is hidayat. When we were in Medina Munawwara, mashallah, when people were going to give salams to Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam, there you see and look at the people. From the common man to people who are highly respected. What love. Dunya mein koi aisi hasti nahi hogi jisko log itna pyar karte ho. There is no man in the world. After 1400 years, people have not seen him. People might not even read the hadith. But some people are lifting the hands. Some people are crying. Some people are waving. And some people are in their own emotions. Some people want to kiss this. Some people want to kiss that. Arey, meri nabi ki har cheez ko hum bosa de. How? Kya mohabbat hogi yaar? Kitni mohabbat? This is hidayat. That you love your Nabi so much. Women, oh. Hum to samajhte hain na ki mard log aashiq e rasool hai. Kabhi dekhe aurte. Kitna pyar inko Allah ke rasool ke saath daurti hai, wo daurti hai. Usko pata bhi nahi. Ya Allah, kabhi kabhi ghaflat mein kuch aise kaam. Sometimes they do things. But so much love they have. Running. Subhanallah. This is the love they have for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this will only come, my respected brothers, when we are on the right track. Imagine how much he is remembered, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, we talk about people who've got followers. We talk about this. 15 million, 20 million followers, 30 million followers. What is 15, 20 million followers? All the angels follow our Nabi. All the jinns follow our Nabi. The fishes in the ocean follow our Nabi. Every insect follows our Nabi. All the leaves follow our Nabi. Everything brings iman upon our Nabi. Everything brings iman upon our Nabi. Except for those who are kafir from amongst the jinns and human beings. But other than that, everything does the tasbih of Allah. Verified in the Quran. سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything does the tasbih. On one occasion, Allah's Nabi in Khasaisul Kubra, Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Rahmatullah Alayhi's masterpiece work. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an was there. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam picked up some pebbles and showed it to the companions. And it is as if they were moving in front of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And they were reading the kalima and doing the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Bedouin, call your camel, ask your camel who I am. He said to a Bedouin, go and ask that tree who I am. Go and ask that tree who I am. Us darak ko poochho main kaun. We are so fortunate that Allah has not made us Hindu. Allah has not made us a Christian. Allah has not made us a Jew. Allah has not made us Sikh or any other atheism or any other false deities that are there. And Allah has made us from amongst the people of Iman. This is Hidayat, my respected brothers. And this is what Surah Yasin is telling us slightly in the month of Ramadan. Take on this character that we follow the Quran, but what about our private life? Try to work on that. Is my private life clean? Am I clean when I am alone? That is what we need to work at. And if you can work on that, man, woman, anybody, then you will see, inshallah, the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend. Allah mujhe bhi tawfiq de. Aap hazrat ko bhi tawfiq de. Islam to har ek ke liye. To khair, this is ayat number 11, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given basharat. In ayat number 12, again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the people of Iman. Amazing verse of the Quran. Yaar, kya Quran ki taaseer hai? Every time you read the Quran, extraordinary, there's something new for us to take in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna nahnu nuhyil mauta. Inna nahnu nuhyil mauta. We are coming close to the end of one ruku. Inna nahnu nuhyil mauta. We and only we bring back alive the dead. Bring back alive the dead. Now, of course, literally, this is talking about ba'ath ba'd al-maut, that Allah will bring everybody alive after death. But here, the mufassireen have given a very subtle meaning to understand this ayat-e kareema in the right context. Because it is talking about risalat in the beginning, to follow Rasulullah and to follow the Quran and to follow wahi, revelation that has come to him. The Quran here is saying it is we and only we that bring back alive the dead. It is saying that now you are taking the first step to follow the Quran. From being dead, Allah made you alive. From being dead, Allah made you alive. Because you are following the Quran. Because you are following the Quran. Now you are alive. That is why I even said this yesterday. A person who has no iman, he can be the fittest man in the world. He can be Bruce Lee. Chalo, wo to bahut jaldi chala gaya. But he can be the fittest man. Martial arts or aap dekhe, you know, bahut tough aadmi ho. But he is in a state of kufr. Islam labels him, in the Islamic terminology, he is dead. Murda hai. Kya hai? Murda hai. Because the wiring is not done. Not connected to the Quran. Not connected to deen. Not connected to Islam. So Allah is saying, Inna nahnu nuhyi. Nuhyil mauta. We and only we are the people. We are the only ones that bring back alive the dead. And then after that, subhanallah, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying is amazing. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا. And we are writing down everything that they are sending forward. What you send forth, we are writing. Allah is saying it has been written. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا. Now sometimes to explain things, I have to give an example of dunya so we understand. What is the meaning that Allah Pak is saying? وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُ. Whatever you bring forth, Allah has written that. Allah is writing it down. See, my respected brothers and elders, when you buy something, any kind of transaction, what is also given to you? A receipt. Right or wrong? Whatever you buy, you go to the shop. अपने वाले की शॉप ना हो तो फिर वो तो पता है ना, हम तो ब्लैक मनी और व्हाइट मनी वाले लोग होते हैं. But if you're paying your taxes and, you know, you're a white collar guy or whatever, you know, receipt is given to you for everything that you buy. So this is your receipt proof transaction. Okay, this is the deal I have done. The more the item that is expensive, valuable, then more paperwork are given to you, invoice is given to you, everything is given to you. It's noted, you know, transaction is done by bank. The money went from this account, receipt is given, everything is there. So receipt is given to you for every transaction of this dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to you, the people of Iman, don't let shaitan trick you. Don't think that I am praying namaz. Is Allah going to accept? What receipt have I been given? I am fasting. Is Allah going to accept? Or is it just that I am just fasting and not eating and drinking without a purpose? I am reading the Quran. Is there any receipt? What guarantee that what I am reading the Quran, it is accepted? I am giving charity. I gave 50,000 pounds of my wealth in the path of Allah. That 50,000 pounds is a lot of money. You know what, this money that I have given, lillah, zakat, whatever I give, to bhai, mujhe kuch to mila ya nahi mila? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat kareema, which the surat which is the heart of the Quran. What is it? Quran ka dil. Ye dilo ko banane wali surat. Quran ka dil, insan ke dilo ko banane wali surat. Ajeeb surat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yasin is talking about the receipt. Allah is saying, don't even be fooled. Never mind the actions that you are doing. Never mind the actions that you are doing. Even your good intention, Allah is registering that and writing it down. There are angels that you cannot see that are taking your a'mal daily, fajr, asr, up, down, up, down. Kiraman katibin are noting down everything what you are saying. Ma yalfidhu min qawlin illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Whatever you say. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this receipt of your good deeds, I'm not going to show you in this dunya, because dunya is a test. Dunya is a test. It cannot be shown to you here. Jannat cannot be shown to you in this dunya. This is Iman bil ghayb. But don't be deceived by shaitan. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا. Every good intention you make, I am writing it down. Hum likh rahe Allah ne kaha. Whatever you are sending forward, we are, even your intention. And look how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a Muslim makes an intention for good deed, Allah says to the angel, quickly write it down as a good deed. So for an example, he makes an intention that inshallah I'm going to wake up for tahajjud. He's made that intention, but you know, for some reason he could not wake up. Nama'i amal, it is already written that he woke up for tahajjud. Why? Because made an intention. How merciful is Allah? وَنَكْتُبُ, and we write everything down, whatever you want to send forward. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُ. Allah is so merciful. And if you read your tahajjud, then from 10 to 700 times reward you can get. From 10 deeds to 700. And then subhanAllah, if it is Laylatul Qadr, then what can we say? And Allah forbid, if a person makes an intention of guna, he makes an intention, Allah says to the angel, still don't write it down. Now he is committing that guna. He is doing that guna. In some narration it is mentioned, Allah still says to the angel, still don't write, wait for a few hours in case he makes tawbah. How merciful is Allah? Wait for a few hours, maybe he will do tawbah. So his record is chick clean, bilkul. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا. Allah is saying, don't think in dunya you are getting a receipt, in the hereafter Oh, this receipt, the minute you die, you will see all these receipts, all these a'mal. Subhanallah. All of these documents will be there. Everything will come out. Oh, you won't even remember, oh, did I do this? Oh, did I give khairat here? Did I give sadaqah here? Oh, is this my good deed? Oh, did I pray 2 rakats here? You will forget, but Allah has not forgotten. Everything is going to be registered. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat kareema, the tafsir, it is mentioned that Allah is so sensitive in making sure that the a'mal and the reward is given to the people of Iman, that a group of people that were living far away from Medina Munawwara, they decided that we want to come closer and live with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he found out that they want to come and live close to me, so he went to them and he said to them, no, stay where you are. And he says, you know why? Imagine where you are at a distance, but when you walk, every step Allah will give you a reward. So you are earning a lot of reward. You take your car out and then you are coming to the masjid. Every time your wheel is turning, Namai Amal is turning. Every time your wheel is turning, you are getting the reward. Because you are going where? To the masjid. This is how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of a person in his good deeds. Subhanallah. In fact, in the hadith it comes, man sanna sunnatan hasanatan falahu ajraha wa amala biha. وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمَلَ بِهَا أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ صَلَاةُ وَسَلَامُ. Someone who initiates a good practice, he will get the reward, and the people who follow his good practice, they will also get the reward. What does it mean? What examples can I give you? So imagine you're at home, and then you say to your family and your children, that inshallah from now on, I am going to make sure I read 1000 durood upon Rasulullah. What have you said? I am going to read 1000 durood. Now your children listen to you and they say, if Abba is going to read 1000, inshallah we will also. So now you are setting a very good practice. So when your children are reading durood, you will also get the reward. Why? Because you have set a very good practice. You might create an app in which people are benefiting. They are reading the Quran, Hadith, they have access. Something that's very good, and you have designed this app. Every time somebody opens up that app, you are going to get sawab. Kitni badi baat. Subhanallah ilazim. I was in Medina Munawwara, mashallah, and I've seen this years on years every time you go there. You know, with the people in the Arab community, they still have some very good morals and akhlaq. And they have a lot of respect for two people. Father, mother, grandmother, grandfather, and the ulama. What is it? So father, mother, your uncles, anybody. In relation, who are your elders? And the one who is a scholar and alim. And we were sitting there, and some of the people that are there, even some of the shuyukh that are there. So every time they know a certain person is a sheikh, a scholar, or someone who is my father or an uncle or anybody, whenever they come, they greet them in a very unique way. Aaj to hamari qaum salam nahi karti hai. Kya hai? We don't make. In fact, when we see someone walking from the right staircase and he is on the left, we will go opposite. Isse kya baat kar rahe hain? So what they do is that they kiss the hands and they kiss the forehead. If not the forehead, then the head at the back. Har ek ki yaad. Bade logo ko haath chumte yahan chumte. This practice of the people of Medina Munawwara. So my respected brothers and elders, not everything is bid'ah, if there is something that is connected to the hadith, something that is connected to the hadith in reference, that you find some form of a foundation of this action in the hadith, and it is of no harm to your deen, it is not going to make nuksan to your deen, then it is a very good practice. A lot of people can do this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers and elders. Ye jo kaam karne hain, hame bahut achhe. Recently in Turkey, what was that building which was a church? What is the name of that building? Hagia Sophia. It was a church. Alhamdulillah, Erdogan and his team and the Muslims, from a church they made sure that it becomes a masjid. Kitna sawab mila? Originally to masjid hi thi. Kya thi? Masjid. So when you do good works, you will get the reward of it. When you do good works, you will get the reward of it. Adhan kitne baje? 8:02. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful. وَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَدَّمُوا. And then after that is وَآثَارَهُمْ. وَآثَارَهُمْ. What does that mean? Allah is saying, the people of Iman, I am recording all the actions what you are doing, and also what you leave behind. What did Allah say? Also what you leave behind. A person should not think that, yaar oho, maine kaam kiya, nahi kiya. No, no. What you have left behind, sadaqai jariya, Allah will also record that for you. Also, that is wa'atharahum, that is sadaqai jariya. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, idha matal insan in qata'a amaluhu illa min salas. That when a person dies, with his death, his actions also come to an end. Amal also come to an end. But three things are open. This is the mercy of Allah. Illa min sadaqatin jariyatin. That you have left behind something that is going to outlive you. Something that is going to outlive you. And whatever good works you have done, and even after your departure, because of your good works. Abhi ye masjid e Umar hai, mashallah. Kitne logo ne is masjid ki mehnat ki hogi. Example. Madrasa ki mehnat ki hogi. The people who came to Leicester in the beginning, they worked very hard to open up masjids and madrasas and all these things. Many of them are sleeping in their cupboards now. But the effort they did, the reward, they are still getting. Ye gari hamari yahan rakhi hai Ibrahim bhai Nathalia ki hai. Kiski? Ibrahim bhai Nathalia. From the old Tabuk Masjid it was here. And so many people, I'm not just talking about one person's name, so many people. The good works that you do, whatever you have done, it is your sadaqah jariya. Aw ilmin yuntafa'u bihi. Or knowledge that people are going to benefit from. What does that mean? Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayh. Imagine, compiled the masterpiece work, Al-Jami'u Sahih. So many people have compiled great books of ahadith, Riyadu Salihin, Tirmizi, Abu Dawud. You know, so many years have passed, they have passed away, and yet people are benefiting from their books or knowledge, and they are getting the reward. That is why we should also make dua that Bari Ta'ala, Allah give us an opportunity that we can also do khidmat of deen. A waladin salihin yad'u lahu, or a person who invested in his children. He migrated from one city to another city so that his children become good Muslims. That they will pray namaz, they will do hajj, they will love Allah and His Rasul. When the father dies, mother dies, every deed that the children make, every namaz they make, the reward is given to their mother and father. So Allah is saying, وَآثَارَهُمْ. And what you leave behind, that also reward is also be given. और अभी मैंने एक बात आपके सामने कहनी, आप बुरा न लगाए मेरे अजीजो, मैं तो एक इमाम हूं और एक आलिम हूं, एंड माई ड्यूटी इज टू प्रोटेक्ट द बाउंड्रीज एंड द बैरियर्स ऑफ इस्लाम, दैट इज माई ड्यूटी, एंड आई फियर नो वन, माई अल्लाह इज वॉचिंग मी। मैंने तो बात करनी है, मैं तो बात करता ही हूं, बिकॉज व्हेन समथिंग इज पार्ट ऑफ दीन यू हैव टू टॉक अबाउट इट। वी आर इन द ईयर 2023, टूडे वी आर गिविंग मनी टू ऑर्फन्स एंड टू दिस, we like to invest in building cement, mortar and building works and all this. This is also good, don't get me wrong. It's also wrong. Ek aadmi mere paas aaya, kaha Mauli sahab, we are a group of people in London, very wealthy Muslims, and they want to help the Muslim community. So they are going to help Muslim children to educate in university and pay their fees. I said, Alhamdulillah, very good. Very good. I said, but shall I tell you the greatest deed? The greatest deed? Sponsor ulama. What is it? The greatest deed in UK that you can do, sponsor ulama. Day by day, every week that is going, masjids cannot find ulama. If you don't have someone who is going to tell you what is right and what is wrong, in 20 years your children will become murtad. Then what will you do with your water wells? What will you do with your water wells? Ab se mazak ho gaya hai. Khuda ki kasam, main bahut ikhlas se baat kar raha hu. Groups mein aate hai, we are looking for an imam here, we are a good community, we are looking for this Maulvi. Ab wo Maulvi jata hi nahi, he doesn't want to. Why? Because sadly, where people need to give money, they are not giving. They are not giving. And this is the tool of shaitan. Shaitan works. He knows that within 15, 20 years, silently, sometimes you have cancer. And you don't even know you have cancer. But then all of a sudden the doctor will tell you, you've only got 2 days to live. Mar gaya. This is the silent cancer that is going into our cities, UK. When you don't have doctors, you don't have physicians, you don't have these people, it's okay. No problem. But if you don't have your main artery, scholars who are going to look after you, Khuda ki kasam, agar if I was a millionaire, I would be intelligent. Main to 10-15 aise ulama ko sponsor karta ki wo jab namaz padhate, log unke peeche namaz padte, mujhe sawab. Khutba dete, mujhe sawab. Main ye apne liye nahi keh raha hu. Wallahi, main ikhlas, because I am wondering what will happen to my grandchildren, your grandchildren. Tumhare mere bacche ka kya haal hoga? Today we can't find, we are struggling to find teachers to teach to our maktab. Why? Because people are so daft, they want to give money elsewhere. Arey, the main people, the people who Allah's Nabi has said, Al-ulama warathatul anbiya. That my ulama are my waris. What are they? My waris. So this is what is happening in the UK. Go and have a look. How many masjids don't have scholars? Don't have scholars. Koi Juma parane wala nahi. Koi Fajr namaz parane wala nahi. Koi khutbah dene wala nahi. Within 5-10 years, the demography and everything, the situation of a country can change. Aap dekhe yahan, slowly how this country is also changing. So Allah's Nabi has said, وَآثَارَهُمْ, be intelligent people. I am not going to send my angels and do your work for you. I have given you the brain. And you make sure you people know where to make your investment. If you are going to make your investment in other things, then do it. After 20 years, you will remember my words, if I am alive and you are alive. Meri zindagi hai ya nahi hai, aap 20-10 saal ke baad mujhe yaad kare, ya meri recording ko yaad kar le. There won't be no one. I met a group of people, missionaries in Indonesia, Malaysia. I said to them that, how are you people here? He says, we are all sponsored. What are we? We are all taken care of by the Christian community. All taken care of. So what are you doing here? we are here to make the Muslims Christian. We are all financially paid of everything. Hai kaash ke aise bhi koi musalman hote ki tumhare paas itni itni zakat hai, itna itna paisa hai, tum ek flight ke liye jo hai kahan kahan tum jate ho, lekin tumhe kitna sawab milta kahin London mein, koi Scotland mein, koi aisi aisi cities mein bichare jahan koi ulama nahi hai, aap keh dete ki bhai don't worry, kaum tumhe de na de, mujhe Allah ne diya hai, mujhe to sawab chahiye, I want it for my akhirat, I'm doing it for my Allah and His Rasul. Hazrat Amir Muawiya ko dekhe, Amir Muawiya, every time he saw Hazrat Hassan, every majlis 10,000 dinars and dirhams were given. So Allah is my witness, I am saying this only with khulus, my respected brothers. Isliye ki it's the duty of an alim. If we are not going to see where the leak is and where the roof will collapse very, very soon, and if we are not going to be doing something about this, and we are looking at another thing to repair, when your main artery is damaged, then it's all gone. So when you have solid scholars that are occupying the pulpit, then you will have solid communities. When you have solid communities, you will have solid mothers, beautiful mothers and sisters. Islam will thrive because of that, the right people that have occupied this. But if we are not going to be caring about this, nahi. We are caring about Pakistan, this place, that place, this place, that place. Oh, wahan hamari zakat chahiye, zakat chahiye, wahan zakat, zakat. Karte raho bhai, tumhari nasal mein murtad honge. On the day of Qiyamah, when you are in Jannat, then you will have to sit and you will wonder that my grandchildren, his children, where are they? Where are they? Your children will become John Smith and Tom. Exactly what happened in South America, exactly what is happening in many other places of the world. Allah give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers and elders, that we put on the right lenses and we understand kahan hame paise dene chahiye, kisko hame kaun si achhi jagah hai jo hai proper sadqa-e jariya ho. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Yasin is saying that inna nahnu nuhil mauta wa naktubu ma qaddamu wa atharahum wa kull shay'in ahsaynahu fi imamin mubin. Allah is saying that, and we are going to keep an account of everything in a clear book. Wa kull shay'in ahsaynahu fi imamin mubin. And we are going to keep an account everything in a very clear book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, my respected brothers and elders, ke hum deen ko samjhe. This deen is not just for Masjid Umar. Our deen is for everyone in the world. Everyone. Our entire, all the Muslims of the UK. And we have to think forward. Don't look at the tree, look at the forest. If you are going to look at the forest, it will be good. Allah pak hare ko tawfiq de. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا.